Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. A lot of stuff to talk about. We do have a special guest today. She'll be calling in about 1:15 in that ballpark. The one and only superstar, Ashley Neville, will be calling in. We'll get caught up with her for sure. What else do we have? I don't know. A lot of football games. The Rams lost to the Saints. Are they still the best team in football? The Chiefs won. Are they the best team in football? Well, the Patriots won, too. Are they the best team in football? Oh, yeah, and the Saints won. Are they the best team in football? Buffalo continues to struggle with the Peterman. Chargers can't make a kick, so they make a change. Lakers are still struggling. Suns won a game. It's just too much. Too much at Alabama one. We got a lot of stuff to get into. Let's jump into it right now. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located locally in Chandler, Arizona. 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get down there and let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. 10% off of any cigar purchase you may have. Also, become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor, never worry about your sticks going bad. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. You will not be disappointed. Sit down, watch one of the many televisions they have. Sports always on at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Again, let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Call in number 917-889-7828. All calls are made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to the show. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. To whom am I speaking?
Hey, Paul. It's Lou. And an hour earlier, but still here.
Lou, what's up, my man? How are you?
Yeah, all right. Well, we knew there'd be a shakeup in the college football rankings after LSU was lost to Alabama, and they dropped like a rock.
Well, they're not good offensively at all.
No, obviously not.
I didn't think Alabama would lose that game, but I didn't think LSU would get shut out at home. But that's just – look, like I said before, here's the key to beating Alabama. Put Tua on one side. Put Jalen Hurts on the other side and let them pick. There is no team that's going to beat Alabama. And Lou, here's the thing. With that loss – the SEC will not get two teams into the playoffs unless something is going to get real, real, real shaky, because Georgia has a loss. And you know that we already know they're playing Alabama in the SEC title game. So when Alabama beats them, that gives them two losses. LSU already has two losses. There's no other team in the SEC with one loss. So unless the committee really stretches and reaches, they're going to have two losses, whereas the Big Ten champ will have one loss. It looks like the Pac-12 champ, depending on how Washington State can close out, will have one loss. Oklahoma should only have one loss. So it gets interesting, but no, I expect LSU to drop like a rock out of a plane, but Alabama's just too good.
Yeah. Now, what do you make of this? Mayweather's going to get back in the ring to fight a Japanese kickboxer.
Nothing Mayweather does. It's not even determined yet exactly what the parameters will be. It's a, you know what I think it is? I think it's a way of tuning his body up and seeing what it would be like if he were to fight in the UFC and as an actual UFC fighter. So what he's doing is not going to have any type of anything on his boxing career. It's not going to touch that. Like I said, I think this is his way of mentally seeing if he could actually do a UFC fight.
Uh-huh. I mean, the whole thing I think is just ridiculous. I think he's just you know, pack it in.
Say it one more time, Lee. You broke up just a little bit.
I think, you know, it's wise for him just to pack it in now. Why even bother?
It's easy for us to say that. And I used to do that all the time. Like, wow, this guy's already done. Why bother? What more does he have to prove? But, you know, when you're playing the game, it is hard to walk away. And when you're doing something, it's hard to stop doing what you love doing. It's hard to do. And when you can make the money that he makes, it's hard. I mean, we always say, you know, and it's funny because we say it about athletes. And we only say it about athletes. Oh, they've got enough money. How much do they need? They can spend their grandkids to have money. But we never tell Bill Gates, oh, stop making money at Microsoft. Your grandkids have money. Hey, super millionaire, billionaire, stop spending money. Your grandkids are making money. We only say it to athletes. Well, they have enough money. Well, tell Jerry Jones he has enough money. You know, so
well,
it's the same thing.
I don't know if you can do that. I mean, it is Jerry Jones we're mentioning now.
Well, I'm just using him as an example. There's no billionaire. You know what I mean? There's no billionaire that's ever going to say, well, I've got enough money, I'm good. But we do it when it comes to athletes. We always tell athletes, well, you've done enough.
Yeah.
So I just think it's kind of funny. But, yeah, he's doing what he loves doing, so he's going to do it. More power to him.
Right. Yeah, but you got to know when you use the word quit, and some don't.
Some don't. You're 100% correct. But here's a guy that made $250 million 2 years ago for 1 hour's worth of work. And we're not even counting the promotions that he has. So it's kind of hard. You know, when you make a lot of money, it's kind of hard sometimes just to say, okay, you know, my body feels good. I feel good. I'm 41 years old. Oh, I need another challenge.
Ridiculous?
Four
I'll
titles?
Give you something that's more, if you're more ridiculous than that. Kershaw signed for
What's
3
that?
Years for $93 million.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If he opted in, he was going to get 2 more years at 60-something, right? So now they stretched it out over 3 years. I want you to tell me a better number 2 or number 3 pitcher on a roster for one of the better teams.
Well,
I mean, obviously,
still,
but you see what I'm saying? For that market, so let's say you let Kershaw go, and you
all
go,
right.
There's no way I'm going to pay him $90 million. Let's let him go. Who else are you going to get that's a guaranteed number 2 or 3 starter for a decent amount of money?
Well, I don't know, but still, that's a lot of money for 3 years.
It is if you're in Milwaukee. It is if you're with the Marlins. It is if you're with the Twins. But for the Dodgers, that's not a lot of money. It's not a lot of money if you're a Yankee. It's not a lot of money if you're a Red Sox. It's not a lot of money for these teams. So why are you going to just let someone go for the sake of saving money if you don't have a plan B? See, I'm like, okay, let them go. If you have the Houston Astros pitching lineup, and you're going with Keiko, and you're going with Verlander, and you're lining them up just like that, then okay, fine. Don't pay him. But they have one pitcher better, Buehler, I believe is his name. They don't have any other. Rich Hill isn't better than Kershaw. So you don't have a replacement for him. So why not? It's the Dodgers. They have money. Why not spend it?
Yeah, I get, but still, it was 93 million, like maybe like 8 or 9 years, maybe, but just for 3 years?
$30 million a year. He was going to make $30 million a year over the next 2 years anyway, opting in.
That's weird.
So you gave him $30 million to stick around.
That's an awful lot of money.
It is. I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying, though, who else, if you cut that cost, let's say they save $90 million, where else are they going to pick up those wins at? From who?
Yeah, I just find, you know, just a little bit greedy. You know,
I'm with you. It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of money for a guy that's obviously lost some velocity.
Yeah.
But he's still better than, if I told you to name the top 12 pitchers in baseball right now, I bet you Kershaw's gonna be in there.
Oh, no question about that.
So if he's top 12 and he's the second best on your team, you're telling me there's a lot of bad pitchers out there and he's not gonna be replaced right away. You know, whenever I look at when someone spins for a player, I look at what's out there and what's the gain? Like, what are you going to gain by not signing him? Like, is what you're gaining better than what you're losing?
Yeah, better to gain than loss, of course.
My line of thinking. What's going on with your Jets?
They're a sinkhole right now. I mean, Darnold threw 4 interceptions yesterday. I mean, this kid is not doing what he was set out to do.
Here's my problem. Forget the passing. Someone's snapping the ball.
Yeah. He's not getting the job done at all.
You know? Just snap the ball to the guy.
As he contributes, of course, to the curse of the West Coast offense.
Well, look, he's taking his lumps now, so.
Sure is.
Lou, I've got to jump. I got this guest calling in. I hope to speak to you tomorrow after your Cowboys. Are they winning tonight, Lou?
They're winning tonight. Trust me.
All righty. I trust you. I trust you, my friend.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, buddy. Always good to catch up with you. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. All right. Good friend of the program, Lou. Always love to get his take on things that are going on. On right now, on the K Show, on the Kerry Lackey line, a special guest. It is hard to get this person on the show, like superstar all over the place. She knows everybody. She's connected with everybody. She's a writer, TV, radio. She does it all. So you have to, like, go through. I have to, like, have my people call her people, then have my people call her people back. It's crazy what you have to do. But with all that said, super personality, the one, the only, Ashley Neville. Thank you for joining. Welcome to the Cave Show.
Quite the introduction. I don't think I'm that hard to track down, but I'll take it. Thank you. I think you're the superstar. You've got your own show. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The Suns are coming off of a great win last night. I could not be happier today. It's a great way to start off the week.
Well, you caught that win.
I what?
So.
I did call the win. I made a bet, and we didn't bet on the restaurant. So that was wrong on his part. So now that he lost the bet, I'm going to choose the most expensive restaurant out here, and I'm going to order the most expensive food item on the menu plus a bottle of wine just because he lost the bet.
Now, I didn't know they sold wine at Wendy's because they got that 4 for $4 going. So.
You think I'd be eating at Wendy's? Come on, man. I'll be eating at Wendy's.
I'm just talking about what I can afford. Like I told you, I'm a minimum wage brother down in the mail room with Pookie in them. So that's top of the food chain for me. I'm just trying to hang
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. I feel that. I understand sometimes, but you see, I don't got to worry about that because I'm not the one paying for it. So I'll be good.
Hey, there you go. there you go. That's why sometimes when you take someone out for a nice steak dinner, you ask for a separate plate. So, because you're like, she going to cut that bad boy in half, and half of it is sliding over here.
Yes, exactly. I can share.
Yeah, sharing. There's nothing wrong with sharing. Nothing wrong with sharing.
No.
So you are a brainiac, and basketball obviously is your thing. So please, please tell me what was the first thing that ran through your mind when you saw that Tyson was getting bought out and it was already predetermined he was headed to the Lakers. It's the first thing that ran through your mind.
I wasn't surprised. I could just tell by his demeanor, and I haven't been covering him that long, but I know he's a really, you know, fun guy to be around. He's always smiles, and I know that you get good energy around him. Not saying that I didn't have good energy around him. I could just tell that he was kind of checked out with the Suns at this point. You know, a guy that's been in the league for, you know, how many years, has a championship under his belt. You know, it's really hard to go to a team that isn't producing at a championship level. Unless you're the Vince Carters of the world and you just want to keep playing basketball, it's a different story. Then you don't care where you play. But a guy like Tyson Chandler, you know, he has a lot to bring to the table in terms of not just his game, but his mindset, his veteran leadership. And you could just tell that he was just checked out at this point. And I know that he grew up in California. They're starting to move. His family is starting to move back out there anyways. And I know he wanted to be out there. I know that he spends a lot of his time in the summer out there. So it's inevitable. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in L.A.? You know, I mean, it's the poppin' city, beautiful weather. I mean, I don't blame him. But to the Lakers, you know, he's going to deal with his fair share of struggles there, but I'm not surprised at all. And I wish him the best. You know, he deserves to be in a place that he wants to be, and he deserves to be surrounded by a good team.
I don't know about that last part, but he is a good guy, a very classy individual. And it's weird because Friday night, I remember asking some other guys that were sitting next to me in press when they put in Rashawn Holmes. I was like, why is he in the game? Is Tyson not – did I miss something? Is he a last-minute scratch? Why didn't he draft? Like, all these things are running through my mind. And so even at the end of the game when Coach Igor said, you know, it was just something they were going with for that night, he liked that energy. And I'm, like, sitting there thinking, no one brings more energy than Tyson Chandler. Something doesn't seem right. And then Saturday night, you know, that's when we all got the alert that he's going to be bought out. So I was like, now it makes sense. And you know this, when you do something long enough, as we have, when something doesn't add up, you're like going, wait a second, that doesn't make sense.
Yep.
And I'm not disrespecting Rashawn Holmes. Yeah.
No, I mean,
I'm not disrespecting.
I see some stuff that I've seen some flashes of potential with him. But, yeah, I mean, when I saw that, you know, Tyson was DNP, I was like, wait, what? Like, why? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
They didn't say anything this whole week in practice, but I was just as surprised as you were. But then once, you know, like, once the news broke, you were kind of like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I get it.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the Lakers since you mentioned that, you know, obviously he's going to Lakers, a better team. And I said, I'm not so sure about that. And here's my question, and this is what I said from the beginning. Obviously, LeBron is the best player in the game today. There's no argument about that. Although I think there are guys that are closing the gap just because at 33-34, you no matter who you are, you start losing a little something. But if you picked up LeBron and took him off Cleveland and you put him on the Suns team, and the Suns have a young center, a young up-and-coming star in Devin Booker, a young Josh Jackson, to me, that's no difference really and what he's doing with the Lakers. And that's why when people started jumping out with 50 wins, 55 wins, I kept saying, hold on a second. It's not like he's going to Miami with Wade and Bosh or to Cleveland with the established Kevin Love as a veteran and a Kyrie Irving who's been in 4 years now. He's going to play with a bunch of kids in the toughest conference there is. So
right.
I know Tyson is going to help them with size, but I just wanted you to talk about L.A. and the experience and, like, what you see with this team, and even more so now that, you know, they've kind of added Tyson.
Well, for starters, any coach that is coaching LeBron is going to be on the hot seat. We heard this the entire career of Ty Lue with the Cavaliers, it was always like, oh, they lose a couple games. Oh, is Ty Lue on the hot seat? Who should be the next coach? Blah, blah, blah. So I honestly kind of feel bad for Luke Walton in the position that he's in because of, you know, when LeBron comes to your team, the expectations are through the roof. I mean, you saw media day. There was probably like thousands of media members there. Every game, every locker room is jam-packed whenever this guy goes to any city. So the Lakers, I mean, I think that they're good. They have a lot of good pieces. I truly, you know, any team that has LeBron James is obviously a contender to make the playoffs, not necessarily the Western Conference Finals, as you've mentioned. But you got LeBron, you got Kyle Kuzma, you got Josh Hart, you got Lonzo Ball, you got you got JaVale McGee has been playing great. You got Rondo off the bench who has been providing a lot for that second unit. And I know Luke's been really giving that second unit a lot more time, especially when he sees that they're clicking. But as you mentioned, I mean, it's going to take time. You still got a lot of young talent on the team. And, you know, the thing I noticed last night about LeBron is that he could not contain Serge Ibaka. And to me, that's a big question mark is, you know, I don't want to get too deep into this because it is just the beginning of the season. And I know that a lot of times when LeBron goes to a new team, it takes time for them to gel. And then when they really start clicking, it's usually midway through the season, a little bit toward the end of the season. So I don't want to, like, jump too far into all this and read too deeply, but I think it's going to take time. However, I mean, I think they're going to make the playoffs this year, despite the Western Conference being stacked. You can't count them out of it.
No, never can. But you know what? See, I have them battling, and I'm not changing this right now from what I've seen, for the 7th, 8th, 9th spot. So I know 9 is out, but I have them there just because Denver's so much better. And the Jazz, they're still competing, even with Spider Mitchell, you know, pulling the hamstring. Oklahoma City has figured out, hey, we can still play basketball. And Houston just rehired their defensive coordinator, who will be back at the end of the month. So I see all those teams getting better. But that's too much record talk. I want to ask you, you have a gazillion million followers on every piece of social media. So everyone knows what you do. So, and on the Carrie Lackey law line right now, the one only Ashley Neville, give me two of your most fun interviews. Like, the people, like what made them fun, and who were they?
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, man, my most fun interviews. That's so tough. Now I'm going through my Instagram, scrolling back, just trying to see who I've interviewed because, I would say, you know, Steve Kerr is always going to be at the top just because he went to U of A like I did, you know, the better school in Arizona, and he also played – he also plays for the Chicago Bulls. I had to do that. I'm sorry, man. We're not going to get into that right now. But he also plays for the Chicago Bulls. I grew up in Chicago, so I've obviously been watching Steve Kerr since I was a little girl. So that was a fun interview just because he brought a lot of his sarcasm and humor to the interview, and that's the type of personality he is. So anyone that could give me some humor, some sarcasm, I'm all about that life. Because you know me, I'm a goofball 99% of the time. So I would say he was a great interview, and then every time I seem to talk to, you know, Damian Lillard, he's always just very insightful with his words. He's always very interesting to talk to because he's not just a basketball player. You know, he has so many other hobbies, so many things that he does off the court that I think makes him so special, whether it's rapping, whether it's giving back to his community. So he's truly involved with the culture. And he's very involved off the court with the fan base, with his hometown. So to me, I would say those two. It's always a good time catching up with Dame. You know, I've known him for years, so that's always a good time. But Jamal Crawford was fun too. So I got a lot of fun interviews. But, you know, any of those guys I would say are on my top interviews.
Who's next round in pedicure? Because we all saw the Instagram. We know what's going on. You get pedicures with NBA players, and we saw that with Mr. Isaiah Kanan. Who's next on the pedicure interview list?
Well, it's a little bit hard to get the pedicure interviews because they require me to go through PR first and then get the athlete to come get the pedicure with me. And then I have to, you know, it's a whole process that I have to go through just to get these guys to come on the show and do pedicures with me. So I'm not sure yet. I was trying to get Reggie Miller, but I have to go through his PR, and I'm just like, you know what? I ain't got time for that. So we're just going to play it by ear. Not sure who I'm going to get next, but, you know, you know how big of a process it is. So I'm guessing that a pedicure interview probably won't be until the summer when it's the off season. You don't really have to go through all the loopholes and go through PR and agents, because athletes, once you build a relationship with them, they're pretty easy to get on board. So,
Yeah,
Isaiah was awesome. He was a real trooper for that. I know he needs to, he gets a pedicure almost every month, and I'm like, listen, I don't got the money for that. So we're going to have to wait maybe another year before another one with him.
Well, when I saw that, I'm going to tell you the first thing I thought of. It's someone who's actually really popular, but they're really short. They're like shorter than you. So I thought I'd get that in for that U of A comment. Kevin Hart does those ice tub interviews, and I don't know if you've ever seen them, where they sit in the ice tub. Like, yeah. So I'm like, if he is doing that, maybe now this is you. This is, we're going to see you everywhere doing the pedicure. You started this, so you need to go ahead and make sure you market this in a way where everyone knows when it's the pedicure interview, it's the one, the only Ashton Neville.
Well, you see, the difference between me and Kevin Hart, though, is that he has built a rapport in his comedian world. He's a very popular guy. So for him, he could just literally make a phone call and be like, yo, bro, I need you in the ice tub ASAP, and those athletes will be flying over there out of their own pocket. Me, however, you know, it's a little bit different just because it's in season number one and number two. I kind of work for myself. And you, like I said, you know how tough the NBA is getting. You got to go through PR, you got to go through agents, and then you got to go through their schedule. And you know, NBA players, they're all over the place. You know, they got to be here, they got to be there. They're everywhere. They have, you know, so much that they have to do throughout the season that are obligations. And I mean, a pedicure, it's not really an obligation. That's a luxury. So, you know, in the off season, you can expect it maybe to see it a little bit more, but as of right now, we're just going to do the interviews, you know, at the Suns Arena. I do have a couple other ones scheduled that might be outside of the Suns Arena just because certain teams, you know, as I told you before, when they lose, they seem to want to cancel media availability for practices. So, which is, to me, it's like, are you that salty? Like, do you really think the media has nothing else to talk about except you guys losing games? Like, no one cares. It's literally one game. You know, you lose one game throughout an 82-game season, and you're really going to cancel media availability, thinking that's really all we want to talk about? Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
it's a little strange, but.
You're everywhere. You've talked to everybody. You already gave me your top three list, and I'm sure that as soon as you hang up, you're going to be like, man, I forgot someone or I forgot something. When you're doing this, though, obviously, you love basketball, and obviously, you love what you do. Why was it basketball? What made basketball click for you? Why not football, baseball, soccer? Like, what is it that drew you to the game?
Well, growing up in Chicago in the 90s, you know, watching Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Steve Kerr, Ron Harper, all those guys, I grew up with that. My grandma, especially. You know, I want to know something funny about my grandma. So she's the main reason why we all love sports. We had no choice. We would miss school to go to games, and I just grew up watching it, you know, during the championship era. And then, you know, there was one time, I'm going to tell you a funny story that I haven't really told anybody, but you'll understand why I am the way I am when you hear this, because it runs in my genes. But My grandpa, on their anniversary before they both passed away, this happened, you know, maybe like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, he went missing. So he was supposed to go to a doctor's appointment, and then he was supposed to pick up dinner for them for their anniversary. And he went missing. Mm-hmm. So he was kind of getting a little senile. He's getting older. Probably shouldn't be driving a car at this point. But he made a wrong turn, ended up like in downtown Chicago, which is about, you know, 30 minutes from their house, and no one could find him. But the Blackhawks were on during this time. They were, you know, competing for a title. and it was the playoffs, and I think it was the year that they actually won it all, if I'm not mistaken. And my grandma likes every sport, so she calls the police. The police come to the door. She's like, "Do you want to help us find your husband?" She's like, "No, the playoffs are on. Like, I'm not leaving my house. Like, the Blackhawks are on." They're like, you guys can go do that yourself. Like, and then the cops kept coming to ring the doorbell. She was on the phone with my mom. She's like, "They won't leave me alone. I'm trying to watch the game here." So
that's
my grandma in a nutshell. She would rather watch a sport than help find her husband who's gone missing. Like, that's the type of person my grandma was. Just to give you an idea of the type of culture I grew up around is sports, sports, sports. If you didn't like sports, my grandma, like, did not want to talk to you. Like, she was one of those, like, I was probably her favorite granddaughter just because I was so into sports. But the other granddaughters, they were kind of a little bit lower on her list of grandkids that she liked. I'm not even kidding. Like, she had, like, a ranking of her grandkids. And, like, you had to, like, sports, or she would not associate with you. So that's my grandma. That's my family. And I'm honestly, I'm living through her. And I wish she'd be able to see everything that I'm doing right now. Like, she would fall over if she knew that I talked to Gary Payton and I talked to Julius Erving and I talked to Steve Kerr and I just talked to all these guys. Like, she would literally fall over because she grew up watching all of them. So I'm honestly blessed. I love covering the Suns. I love being in this industry. I love, you know, telling stories, talking to athletes, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm blessed.
Good deal. Well, I know I've only got you for, like, maybe one more minute, but before you jump, and online, obviously, is the one only Ash and Neville on the Carrie Lackey Law Line. It's a cave show with PLR. Tell everyone how they can get a hold of you if they want to follow you and see all your good stuff.
Well, you can follow me at Ashley Neville, A-S-H-L-E-Y-N-E-V-E-L, on Instagram and Twitter. Or Facebook. You could also find me on LinkedIn, YouTube. I'm everywhere. You know me. I'm everywhere. So they can choose any of those or all of them.
Give your YouTube channel name so they can find you exactly. That's really a good channel.
Ashley Neville. So just my name, Ashley Neville. I actually got over 1,000 subscribers now. So I'm really proud. I'm over 1,000 subscribers. My interview with Jamal Crawford has 17,000 views so far. So yeah, it's just the beginning. I mean, I'm going to get a ton more interviews this week with some Celtics guys, a guy in the Nets, and then tomorrow with the Suns.
Now everyone understands why I have to have my people call her people to schedule just a message for her to actually get back with my people. It's a whole process. This isn't easy.
Oh,
but
my Lord. Oh God.
I mean, it's tough. Tough out here on these streets, you know. I'm out here trying to do what I can do.
I'm surprised you didn't ask me about the Suns' win last night, or has everyone that you have on the show been talking about that?
No, because you know what? I just loved the Herm Edwards press conference for ASU. You know, the team that plays here that's pretty good. They just beat the hell out of Utah. And
ASU,
the one thing
that
he said. The good school, the good football school. And he said something that stuck with me, actually. He said, if you talk about one win too long, it means that it was something that wasn't expected. And so I'm treating
that's
the Suns win.
That's a very good point.
Like it was an expectation. Because, look, the Suns have had, in fairness to them, they've had one of the toughest opening schedules in the NBA. They've played the top teams, and they're a young team. And I don't want to always keep comparing them to the Lakers, but without a LeBron James, they're 2-7, and a team that's a same young type team with LeBron James is only 4-6. So they're really playing the same type of basketball without that player that, you know, the Lakers have. So I'm not surprised by this start. I have them winning 31 games. Doesn't matter if they come late, early, in the middle. But when their schedule softens up and they get that cohesiveness that you were talking about, I think it's a team that's going to, you know, be better than Sacramento, who had an early type season to start. They're better than Dallas. They're better than those East Coast bad teams like Atlanta and Orlando. And I think it's going to show. And every now and then on the night, they're going to pop up and beat a team that they, you know, people think they shouldn't be. So I have all the faith in the world with this win, and I think they win tomorrow. I think it's a whole different story on Thursday when Boston comes to town. But I think this is a win they get tomorrow.
You never know. You know, I'm,
you don't.
I'll admit, I was screaming. I mean, I bet you all media members who cover the Suns wanted to scream at that game when they saw those game winners. I mean, it's not that we were, like, shocked because I knew that they were going to win. I think it was just the manner of how they did it. You know, the Memphis Grizzlies have always been known to be a gritty defensive team. And, you know, I truly enjoyed watching the Suns hold their composure. I mean, Devin Booker was playing with 5 fouls. That's really hard to play with, especially with this new style of offense of where you can't, you know, everything's about high-scoring games and shooting, and they make defense near impossible. So
yep.
To see them be composed the way that they were, I was really excited to see them. I really wanted them to win. You know, I know as a media member you've got to be neutral, whatever that means. But you know me, I'm neutral across the board, but I genuinely want to see people succeed. I'm one of those reporters where, you know, I understand basketball. Like, yeah, there's money in it. Yeah, it's a profession. Yeah, people do it for a living. But, like, it's a sport. It's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to enjoy yourself out there. And sometimes I think people take it so seriously to the point where it's not fun anymore. So when I see these guys who are putting in the work day in and day out and finally getting a win the way they did last night, I was so excited for them. You know, because we're around this. We see the frustration.
Yep.
We see all that. So I was really happy for them, and I want to see them carry this momentum into tomorrow.
I'm with you. And just so you know, neutral my ass. I am I pull for the sun. I make no bones about it. I'm a diehard Bulls fan. My old man was a season ticket holder for the Bulls. I went to too many Bulls games. I'm all about those Bears, and they put it on the Peter Man yesterday. I'm all about those Bears. I'm all about those White Sox. I'm all about those Sun Devils, so I don't do that neutral crap. When I write an article, I write from a neutral perspective. But on this show, the hell with that. You know where I'm at. I'm
thank you.
As long as the Suns, you know, that's the way I roll. So if people don't like that, you know what? Listen to someone else. But I'm on that Sun Devil train with Herm. I'm on that Suns bandwagon. Time to rise. Let's rise. Let's go. So.
Right? I mean, yeah, we're going to through. I'm with you.
So, I got to get you on again sooner rather than later because, believe it or not, it's been 5 months since you were on last.
Wow. And you tell me I'm hard to track down. Look at you. You're having all these other guests on your show. And I'm sitting here thinking, what's going on with my guy? What did I do 5 months ago? Was I not good enough?
No, well, what had happened was, and then had came through, and then that had happened. So, yeah, we'll rectify that. You like that reason?
Okay, I would like
that. Is
that
a good reason? Okay.
Yes,
as long as that
I mean,
was a good reason.
Actually, no. That was almost like the, you see the way my bank account's set up. It was one of those excuses. And those don't fly with me. I thought we were cool. Come on, man. We talk on the phone almost every day. I call you with something new, something to talk about, something to complain about. You know me. I tell you everything. So come on, you got to get me on the show. If only they heard our real conversations. So that would be a
yeah.
show.
Yeah, that we'll save that for pay-per-view.
Yes. Oh, I like that. All right, got to bring some money into this. I'm with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? I got a wife and kids. It's always about the money. Because these kids always
yep.
want something. Always want something.
And I got my nails and eyelashes. Got my nails
yeah,
and eyelashes that I have to keep paying for. So you know.
Hey, like
priorities.
I said, it's a good thing I married up. Until next time, which will not take forever, I guarantee you. So you just did that one thing. You just invited a vampire into your house, and you're going to be like, damn, I was just on 20 minutes ago. You want me on again? So now you're in trouble with that statement that you just made.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it. I'm going to be covering the Suns all season long and opposing teams. You know, just got some good interviews with some of the Raptors guys, so – yes, you're going to want me on. I'm going to have a lot of information for you over the next couple of days or weeks or months.
Sounds good. Hey, I appreciate you. You know that.
Thank you. Of course.
Thanks
for
dropping
by. Anytime. I got you.
All right. Sounds good. I love that. Until next time, you have just witnessed the great Ashley Neville here on The Cave Show. Thanks, Ash.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later. The one, the only
Bye.
Ashley Neville. She is cool as hell, seriously. So check her out. Check her stuff out. It is great. So make sure you definitely get on her social media stuff. Want to end the show talking a little football. NFL first. You heard me say my Bears earlier. Boy, they stuck it to the Peterman. Man, the Peterman's bad. Y'all, people could say you called it. This wasn't a hard one to call. The Peterman just ain't good. The Peterman just ain't good at all. And I was like, who are they going to go to? Who? You know how bad your quarterback situation has to be when the Peterman plays and there's no one you can go to from the Peterman? You realize how bad you have to be if you're starting the Peterman and Peterman is playing that bad and there's nothing you can do because that's the best you got. If the Peterman is the best that you got, what does that say about your organization? The Rams lost to the Saints. Like I said, does that mean the Saints are better? I don't believe so. I do not believe the Saints are better than the Rams. I think they were better yesterday. Awfully hard place to go and play and win. It's loud. It's noisy. Drew Brees always seems to play better there. It is not to play. So I didn't think the Rams were going to win. I really didn't. Not at all. And they did win. But if you put me on a neutral field, you put me outside, you put me in L.A., I honestly believe the Rams are a better team. In fact, I'll be having my power ranking out on thesportscave.com later on this week. And let me tell you something. The Rams are still going to be number one. I'm going to go ahead and give you that spoiler now. I'll even throw you a couple other teams, obvious teams. Patriots are obviously one of the better teams. The Saints are obviously one of the better teams. But there are some teams out there that kind of fool's gold, and I'll share that with you later. On the college side, Alabama won. Duh, surprise, boring, whatever. Alabama is the best team in college football. And I keep hearing people say, well, they put their kids. You can't never say what's going to happen with kids because you never know how they're going to wake up. Nick Saban is still their coach. Alabama's going to win. Alabama's going to win out. They're going to beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl. They're going to beat East Texas, New Mexico State campus located in Pick a State for that game before they play Auburn. And then they're going to beat Georgia in the SEC title game. They're going to get to the playoffs. There's only a couple teams that can possibly beat, Alabama. And I mean possibly. Clemson may have a shot at them. Ohio State, I thought would have had a shot, but Ohio State isn't even any good. They can barely beat Nebraska at home. I like the Michigan defense, but I don't think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State in their big game. So we shall see. But the biggest game of the week, make no bones about it, ASU versus Utah. Yes, I'm a homer. Care less. ASU put it on him. Did you ever watch this movie? And they're like, Billy Bob, Billy Bob. It's like Friday Night Lights or something like that. Varsity Blue. It was Varsity Blue. And there's a scene where the guys in the audience are like, oh, Billy Bob, Billy Bob. Well, it's like that about ASU. ASU, ASU. Nikhil Harry, crazy performance. Crazy performance. Eno Benjamin, over 100 yards again. Manny Wilkins, excellent job again. As Herman said in his press conference today, Now I'm trying to see if you can win three in a row. Can you win three in a row? Can you get that third game? One more win, they're bowl eligible. Play UCLA. UCLA's not very good, but UCLA has some big wins. And even though my buddy Ashley Neville wouldn't like to hear it, they did go down to Tucson and win. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see how the season shakes out. But they beat UCLA, get bowl eligible. They've got two left, two road games, one against Oregon, and then for the Territorial Cup down in Tucson. So look for them to do big things. More guests this week. Make sure you're following us on social media to find out exactly who's showing up in the Cave Show. Instagram, Facebook fan page, and Twitter at Sports Cave is where you find us. SportsCave.com. A lot of articles keep you up to date. Stuff by me, a lot of stuff by Cuban Cowboy Tony Capobianco. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports, always. Everyone, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for the call in. Thanks, Ashley Neville, for hopping on with us. Until next time, remember, all calls are made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Everyone, have a fantastic rest of your Monday. Until tomorrow, this is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Take care.